1 Kings chapter 2. The time had come for the Lord to take Elijah up to heaven in a whirlwind. Elijah and Elisha were traveling from Gilgal. Elijah said to Elijah, "Stay here, the Lord is sending me on to Bethel." But Elijah replied, "As the Lord lives, and as you yourself live, I will not leave you." So they went down to Bethel. Then the sons of the prophets who were at Bethel came out to Elijah and said, "Do you not know that the Lord will take your master away from you today?" And he said, "Yes, I know, but be quiet." Elijah said to him, Elisha, stay here. The Lord is sending me to Jericho." But Elijah said, "And the Lord lives, and as you yourself live, I will not leave you." So they went to Jericho. Then the sons of the prophet who were in Jericho came up to Elisha and said, "Do you not know that the Lord will take your master away from you today?" And he said, "I know, be quiet." Elijah said to him, "Stay here. The Lord is sending me on to Jordan." But Elisha said, "As the Lord lives, and as you yourself live, I will not leave you." But two of them went on. 50 men from the school of prophets came and stood observing them at a distance, while the two of them stood by the Jordan. Elijah took his mantle, rolled it up, stuck it in the water, which parted it to the right and to the left. Then the two of them crossed over on dry ground. Elijah and Elisha know that he's about ready to go and depart. And not only do they know, but the school of prophets know as well. It was Samuel who established three schools of prophets. One was in Gilgal, one was in Bethel, and one was in Jericho. In some ways, I think Elijah is making a farewell tour, going by and visiting each school to encourage them and to give final words of impartation before he leaves. Do you notice that at Bethel and at Jericho, they ask Elisha the same question? "Do you know that the Lord will take away your master today?" And each time, Elisha responds in the same manner. He says, "I know, be quiet." And I go, wonder why he's saying be quiet. Because I think it's hard for him. Because those two have become tight and close. This has become his mentor and more like his spiritual father. And it's hard to talk about it. There's a lot of different ways we can look at this passage. I just want to look at one thing from this passage. And that is the different places that Elijah goes and visits. Because I think each place is significant and each place matters. And each place matters in line of the journey of your mission and the journey of following God and in the journey of ministry. Gilgal is a place of new beginning. It's here where Israel gathered with Joshua. In Joshua chapter 5, verse 9, God says, or God rolled away the reproach from Egypt. In other words, God took the shame off of the Israelites. When they left Egypt, as they traveled through the wilderness those years, they always kept wanting to go back to Egypt, didn't they? They always kept wanting to go back where they had food and they had housing. But they didn't remember about how bad it was to be enslaved. They only remember the good part of Egypt. It's after this point that they never yearned to go back again. It's here at Gilgal that God makes a covenant with them that he's called them out and that this is a new beginning for them. Remember what Paul told you and I in Philippians 4, 13, 14. He said, "Brethren, I do not count myself as you apprehend, but one thing I do, forgetting those things which are behind and reaching forward to those which are ahead. I press toward the goal of the prize of the upward call in Christ Jesus." You've got to let go of the past to move forward. Now, when you look back at your past, there's some good things that happened. And you can remember God's goodness to you in the past. But you got to let go of that and move forward in what God has for you today. In our past, there's some bad stuff. But we got to let go of that too. We can't let that keep rising up and defeating us. We're now a new creature in Jesus Christ, and old things have passed away. What I love about Christianity and what I love about God is that God considers every day a new day. What matters with God is, what am I doing today? And he's not worried about tomorrow, for tomorrow has enough trouble of its own. All I need to focus on is today. When I get up in the morning, God, what do I do today to honor you? Gilgal is a place of new beginnings, because every day is a new beginning. Bethel, the second place he went, is a house of God. Here is where Abraham went and built an altar many times before God and called out to God, and God met him at Bethel. And it was there at Bethel that Jacob wrestled with God, because he was wanting to change who he was, and he wasn't going to let go of God. He was holding on to God. And you remember, God touched his hip and caused great pain, and he began to limp from then on because of it. But he wouldn't let go of God, because he wanted God's presence in his life, because he wanted to change. He didn't want to be the trickster anymore. He wanted to be a man of God. And when God got done with him, God changed his name to Israel, one who fights with God. Bethel is where we wrestle with God in prayer. That prayer matters, because no one does anything significant for God without prayer. And so I just picture Elijah walking with him and saying, you know, Elisha, I remember the time I had to wrestle with God, and there will come a day that you have to wrestle with God. I remember the time I had to wrestle with God with that widow's son who died. And I had to call upon God 3 times before God brought healing. I remember a time when God promised it would rain, but I still had to wrestle with God. And I called upon God 7 times before the answer came. And I had to pray it through. And Elisha, there will be days when you're going to have to wrestle with God, when you're going to pray it through. God is always faithful to his word, his promises. But we have to pray it through. Gilgal, Bethel, and then we move on to Jericho. When I think of Jericho, I can't help but thinking of the walls coming crashing down, where the battle is won. You know, it was there that the Israelites gathered around Jericho and marched 7 times until the walls fell with a great shout. I'm sure Elijah was walking around with Elisha and saying, Elijah, there's going to be many battles that you're going to have to fight to see one in your life for God. I remember the time I went up Mount Carmel, and there were 450 false prophets, and they were all calling out to Baal, but I called out to the Lord my God. And even though I was alone, even though I was the only one calling out to God, God heard me, and God answered, and God brought a victory. Because God will bring a victory to you, Elijah, if you will just call out to him, if you will just cry out to him. The battle belongs to the Lord, and he will win that battle for you. And that's what he looked at when he got to Jericho. And then he comes to Jordan. The word Jordan means descender, because it actually starts off way up at top of the Sea of Galilee. I think it's 9,100 feet above sea level. It goes all the way down to the Dead Sea. And the Dead Sea is 1,300 feet below sea level. It's often referred to as the River of Death, because you can't cross the Jordan River unless God parts the waters. It was at the Jordan River the Israelites came to, and the river was flowing so far and so fast that they couldn't cross. And they cried out to God, and God told them to put the priests in front with the Ark of the Covenant. And as they stepped out into the water, the river would open up to dry land. And as Elijah takes his mantle off and dips it into the river, that river opens up again in dry land. And I imagine Elijah telling Elijah, this back here represents your old life. This up here represents the new life that you're now finding in God. You're crossing over the river, and you're moving towards that new life in God. For each of us, there's that river that we cross over. There is the old life and the new life. That the old life represented who we were before. But now we are born again. Now God has come into our life, and now we're a follower of Christ. So now we're walking over through the river, and we come to the other side, because this land represents the new land where God has called us to and what God has called us to do. Four places: Gilgal, Bethel, Jericho, and Jordan.